Yeah, on paper, it's going to make a difference. I mean, it's a hell of a good attempt. They've covered a lot of ground. Let's face it, people who are trying to buy tickets to go to concerts or games like that, they're nearly forced to go to the secondary market. So if they can stamp out bots, which I think is going to be very difficult, I think everybody wants to stamp out bots, but it's kind of easier said than done. But what they're attempting to do is correct. And for people to see the full price of what the ticket's going to be, it's not just a ticket and then a whole bunch of add-ons. I know many promoters just sit there and say, this is the date, this is the time, buy your tickets at Ticketmaster. Okay, because they don't want to say, it's $110, and then all of a sudden the person gets a bill for $160. So if they can get that, you know, shown out there so these things are clear what the prices are, the final end price, that's good too to people. Everything here is helping people, and I think it's a hell of a good start. And if the people, just all anybody's looking for is, I want to know where I'm going to sit, how much I'm going to pay for it, and that's it. That's the last I want to see. And I don't like the fact that people sit there and look at a ticket worth $100 and also end up paying $250, and that's going on too often.
What do you make of a lot of artists? I know people that you manage are taking it upon themselves to play a bigger role in this and trying to control exactly what the prices are and when tickets go on sale.
We control what the prices are. Okay, I know as a manager, I set the price. Michael and I talk, and the promoter, and I set a price that I think is fair. And I know exactly what that is. What I can't control is the add-ons from either Ticketmaster or from the government or whatever taxes are added onto these tickets. I can't. I just say this ticket's going to cost this much. And I can't control people getting hold of those. I can't control the bots putting them up there for $250. I've said for a long time that we don't really know the value of a ticket, because as the Hamilton show found out, he thought he had tickets on sale for a pretty good price at $250 in New York, which is a good price for a theater ticket. But he said scalpers were selling for $800 and people were buying them. So he just moved his tickets to $800 and everybody bought them. Okay, so what is the price of a ticket? We guess. We try to look at our fans, how much can they afford to pay, and then we try to give them that number and make it as best we can that's fair. Then to have it sucked up by a bot, gone into the hands of a scalper who doubles it, we're not making that money. The building isn't making that money. Those people who are selling those tickets are contributing nothing to our industry and getting rich off it, and it's not fair. So if we can stomp that out any way possible, then we should try to do it, and I think this is a really good attempt. This is a really good start.
Were you consulted about these changes and what needed to be done?
Yeah, I've had conversations with the government people and their agents that came in here and talked to me about it. And I have, that's why I said I think it's made a hell of a good start. I just don't know if it's going to work. They've been talking about ending bots for a long time. And somehow, I don't know if they've won. I don't know if that's ever happened. So it's difficult. It's just difficult. But that should be the goal.
What about the efforts to try to control or to try to make companies like Ticketmaster more transparent? Because when tickets go on sale, I'm told by people like Kingsley Bailey that only 30% of the actual tickets available are being sold, and they're deliberately trying to create a sense of urgency to make a show seem sold out when it's not.
I've not run into that with who I've been working with lately on the Michael Bublé tour. That's a rumor that some people think is happening. I don't really believe that.
And so you think it's a good start, but you don't know that it's necessarily going to make much of a difference when it comes to trying to bring prices down and making people have access when they need it.
I don't think you should focus on bringing prices down, okay? Where the price starts is usually fine. It's what the scalpers do to bring it up or the bots do to bring it up. That's not the artist. That's not the promoter. It's other people who have no vested interest in the business whatsoever. So the price, it's not going to bring prices down. It's just might hold the line on prices. I think people are, you know, when people ask me for tickets, Marcel, and they ask me all the time, they are happy to pay face value. Face value is fine. If there's a ticket's $225, they'll pay $225. What they don't like to do is pay $400 for a $225 ticket. So when I sell tickets that I can get for people who want them, I have at least have the power, because of my position, to say, as long as you buy them face value, I'm fine with that. It's fair to me as far as I'm concerned, and it's fair to the consumer. They don't like getting ripped off, and that's what happens. With all the add-ons, which there will be transparency on that now, we hope, and getting them out of the hands of the scalpers. Anything we can do to get them out of the hands of the scalpers is is a win for us. I think the biggest thing is people will say, can you get me a ticket for so-and-so? And I can usually get a ticket. And they're always face value. Nobody's against face value. What they're against that is what I just said, the all of a sudden the taxes and this and that. I mean, look at how much money they save for handling charges on a credit card thing, credit card buy, or a buyer over the web. I mean, there's no handling costs in that. That should not be there. But the people have to know it's going to cost you. This is a $159 ticket, but it's going to cost you this, and this, so that's your end price. But trouble is when you're going to scalpers, you can't, you know, you don't want to be forced there. Yes, I can get you a ticket, so it's going to be $500. I'm sorry, it's $200, but I'm going to charge you $5. That's, if I said that to somebody who wanted tickets from me, I'm just as bad as the rest of them. I never do that. I try to get tickets for people when I can for face value.
As someone who, I don't mind paying more as long as I can access good seats. So do you think we're going to go back to a time where people are just going to have to line up at the box office and sleep overnight?
That'll never happen. Nobody wants to do that. But I know what you're saying. But if they get rid of the bots can buy, by the time it takes me to buy one ticket, a bot can buy 1,000. Okay, if you can stop that, then everybody gets a shot at a better ticket price or at a better seat. You want a better seat. You don't mind paying the price for the seat as long as you get a good seat. What you don't like is having no choice 2 seconds into the phone call.